The Cabinet has just agreed the terms of reference for public inquiry into the Defence Forces. It'll look at how the military deals with complaints of discrimination, bullying, sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. The Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, has appointed Supreme Court Judge Anne Parr to chair the tribunal. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan, is in Aroch, the studio with more on this. You might just, first of all, Micheál, remind us of the background to this. It arose originally with the various allegations laid by the Women of Honour group.
Yes, and those allegations included bullying, harassment and sexual harassment and sexual misconduct, and they were looked at by an independent review group last year who came up with recommendations, and among them was to have a look or to take a full look to see was the complaints process within the Defence Forces effective, because it found that the Defence Forces had not made the work environment safe for those who were members of the force. So as a result of that, there has been widespread consultation with the Department of Defence, the Attorney General and the representative groups, all of which has culminated in the Cabinet today, seeing the terms of reference now for a judge-led tribunal of inquiry, which it's hoped to will get underway. Its work will start later this year.
So what are the key elements then in relation to these terms?
They will look at the complaints process in detail relating to those allegations and how they were handled. There are other things too which are new. One is going to be a look at how the complaints were handled around the use of hazardous chemicals within the Air Corps at their headquarters at Casement Aerodrome in Baldonald. So that is new. As well as that, there was a recommendation from the Independent Review Group that spoke about the need for a complaints process for civilian employees and civil servants who work in the Defence Forces. That is also going to be established now, and that's going to be overseen by Kevin Duffy.
So this is a public inquiry then. The proceedings for the most part will be held in public, will they?
That's the expectation. It is a full tribunal of inquiry. Of course, it has taken quite some time to get to this point. There has been difficulties along the way around the drafting of the terms of reference. So the response of the Women of Honour group now will be key to this, to see do these terms meet their requirements. They had particular concerns around the Department of Defence being involved in the drafting, and also they wanted legislation relating to the Work and Safety Act that should be included as well. So all of that will be key, I think, in the period ahead, to see if the tribunal can get up and running quickly.
And on relation to the timing, is there any indication of when it might be up and running, Micheál? And are there any deadlines for the completion of its work?
No, there doesn't appear to be any deadline for the completion of its work. Any interim reports, or indeed the full report, they will be presented now by Judge Anne Parr to the Taoiseach. There is a hope that the tribunal can get up and running quite quickly. It will be based in Dublin 7, and there is a determination within government that it should get going in the first half of this year.
Very good. Micheál Lehan, political correspondent at Leinster House today. Thank you very much.